Right, might be the start of a new week, but it is time to have a look at your fantasy football side as we get ready for game week 23. As always, to look ahead to the game week from a fantasy point of view, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there.
Now then, we are away or just at the end of an FA Cup weekend. We'll look at the Cups and the impacts they can actually have for Fantasy Premier League managers as we go through. But we're going to start by looking, as we have been, at a team. We've been going through the Premier League alphabetically. We've arrived at Manchester City. Now, when I first came up with this idea of, right, let's go through alphabetically, I imagined it would be, right, almost City. How do you cope with just having three players from the team? They would be amazing. They would be incredible. You want all of them in, but it's maybe not panned out that way.
No, it's the complete reverse, actually. It's do we really want any of them? I mean, Pep Guardiola, when he took over, gradually as the game weeks have gone on, he's done something that no fantasy Premier League manager thought he would do. He's actually ruined them as fantasy assets. So, and it starts from goal right the way through to attack. So in goal, you've got Bravo. I had a look down the list in terms of total points scored. He's the 12th best keeper. There's 11 better goalkeepers than him in terms of total fantasy Premier League points. So last season, Joe Hart had 15 clean sheets across the season. This season so far, Bravo's just got 4. So it's very unlikely he's going to get anywhere near Joe Hart's record there. And then it goes through to defence. So I had to travel all the way down to 39th place. I mean, there's 38 defenders from other teams that are better than any Manchester City defenders in terms of total points. There he is, collar off there. So what's happened with him? I mean, yes, if he played every game, he might be up there, but rotation has hampered him. And that's something that's gone across the board. So he's got lack of clean sheets for collar off and the other defenders, and rotation as well. So, I mean, Stones can't get a look in, can't get a clean sheet. In midfield, once again, rotation, very little consistency there. Kevin De Bruyne's probably the best option, but he's pricey, because he had a really great season the season before, when Manchester City really had a great season as a fantasy source of fantasy assets. So he's 10.5, but he's got 109 points. That's quite good. But when you consider the 7 midfielders that are better than him in terms of total points, and that some of those are much cheaper, particularly the Spurs duo, Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen, and all those Liverpool midfielders are all playing practically as strikers for most of the season, all much better value, all getting more points. And then you come to attack. So usually we would think Aguero, he's 12.8 million, well worth it, usually, not this time. He's the 6th best forward. That's not good enough for that price. At 12.8, you want him in the top one or two, really. And he's been moved around. So sometimes, even though he's fielded as a striker, he's practically played in midfield there. He's been charged with kind of creating chances. That's not really his role. That's not his strength. So Pep Guardiola, he's got it wrong there. So he's a great penalty box player, now looks a bit lost. He has still got 11 goals, so he's still getting them in. But how many more would he have had if he'd been playing properly as a penalty box striker there? So, yeah, once again, look at that price. And then you look, 7.9 million, Defoe, got 12 goals, much better value. 10.4 price, Costa, 15 goals, leading the Golden Boot charge there. 11.7, so still a good million cheaper. Ibrahimovic got 15 as well. You get more for less money from other strikers. So that's where we're at, really, with Man City this season for fantasy managers. There's goals there. They've scored 43 of them. We don't know where they're going to come from, really. They've had 13 different scorers, and that's not great for a fantasy manager. And it's a real shame as well, because they've got a great run of fixtures. They've got West Ham away, Swansea at home, Bournemouth away, but then it gets a bit complicated, because in game week 26 they're actually missing a game week as well, so they're missing a match then. So if you've got any Man City players in game weeks 26, you're definitely not going to get any points from them, because they're not going to play. That's because Manchester United are in the League Cup final. Manchester United were meant to play City that weekend, so that game's off.
In your experience of playing fantasy football, is it quite an anomaly in a way that Man City are currently? Because if you look at it, they are fifth. They are a team who have got the expensive players because of their previous seasons. But is it so much of an unusual situation to have a team that theoretically is doing so well that has so many poor fantasy options?
Well, it's all of those reasons we've mentioned about things that fantasy managers don't like. Rotation. Players being played essentially a little bit out of position as well. So instead of playing out of position in a good way, so for example, a defender suddenly playing as a striker, that would be great. You've got strikers kind of dipping into midfield. We've seen that before. It's not really that unusual. We've seen it really with Manchester United. So Wayne Rooney used to be the poster boy of fantasy Premier League strikers, really. He had goals, assists, he was getting bonus points. He was fantastic. And gradually over the years, he's taken on more of a midfield role. And as we've seen here, he's kind of neither a striker nor a midfielder. And a fantasy asset is really dips there. What's unusual with Pep Guardiola, he's got players who are at the top of their game. Aguero is absolutely world-class striker, and he's turned him into a okay midfielder, which is not really what fantasy managers want. So it's rare, but you know it does happen.
Manchester City in the cup at the weekend got themselves past Crystal Palace. When it comes to the FA Cup and the League Cup as well, Joe, there's no obvious connection points wise for fantasy managers. We gain no points through FA Cup or League Cup, but I guess with rotations and things, it can still have a knock on effect.
It can, and not just in rotation as well, but in terms of the fixture list. And this is really important, because the second half of the season for fantasy Premier League managers, a lot of it is based upon teams missing a game week. So you've got a blank game week, so you've got to try and navigate around that. You don't want too many players from a team that's missing a fixture. And at the same time, because they've missed a fixture, it's got to be rescheduled. And it's rescheduled within another game week. So that's referred to as a double game week. So you get two matches from those players in that side if they're going to play twice. And that's absolutely fantastic news. So that's when you really want to be playing your triple captaincy chip, your bench boost chip, and perhaps wildcarding before that to take advantage of it. So it's got huge implications. So I mentioned Man City and Manchester United game in game week 26 is off because of the League Cup. That goes the same for Arsenal-Southampton's game. Southampton are through to that final. So in game week 26... have a look at your side. If you've got lots of players from Man City, Man United, Arsenal and Southampton, well, you need to start thinking about how you're going to be ditching them and replacing them, because it's game week 23 coming up next. Game week 26 will soon be upon us, and you could be there with half a squad. And it's a bit more clouded with the FA Cup as well. So we've got the draw to come for the next round. But what happens, so those that get through the next round, then they could be facing a blank fixture in game week 28, so a little bit further ahead, but it's good to keep this in mind. So what we don't know the teams that are obviously going to face each other, and we don't know how that's going to pan out fully, but there are a few things we do know. So we do know, for example, that the Everton and West Brom game, the Hull and Swansea game, and the Bournemouth and West Ham game, because they're out of the cup, they're all going to happen in game week 28. So we at least know that if you've got players from those sides, you at least know they're going to play and then they're safe. What we don't know, so I guess you've got to be looking at the teams that are left, how good they are, and how good they are in the FA Cup. So we've seen in the Championship with the likes of Leeds and Brighton and Newcastle, where rotation really costs them. But then there are other sides, say, for example, Arsenal and Chelsea and Manchester United. They've got such strong squads that they can actually field their B team and still get through. So I would say that for game week 28, teams like Arsenal and Chelsea probably actually have a strong chance of actually missing that game week as well. But as I said, we won't know until we get to some of the later stages there, but worth bearing in mind.
Of course, transfer window has been taking a lot of the headlines in recent weeks. One of the big stories that has is Dimitri Payet of West Ham and his desire to not be at West Ham much longer. In terms of that, has there been anybody within West Ham that's benefited from that and become a good player to have in from your fantasy team?
Well, there are actually. It was quite a surprise, really. So Payet went on strike, and now finally they've agreed a deal, West Ham with Marseille, and he's off. So he's no longer a fantasy asset. So we don't have to worry about him. But he created all of their chances, mainly. So his crosses, his set pieces, were really instrumental in a lot of their goals. So over the last two game weeks, when he's effectively been on strike, actually a number of players have stepped up to the mark, really. Lanzini has really been a revelation. He's created seven chances, and he's had five goal attempts. It's just in two games. And he's got a goal and two assists as well. So people who've invested in him have done very well. Antonio as well. He's taken on a bit of the role of the creator of chances. So he's created five chances, and he's had three assists from it. That's the kind of stats that Payet was racking up over a couple of game periods. And who's benefiting most goal-wise? Well, it's Andy Carroll. He's right up there. He's fit and working, which is great news. As a fantasy asset, he's quite cheap as well. He's under that 7 million mark, so he's a good value striker. And he's had 8 goal attempts in the last 2 game weeks. That's really impressive. And he's had 3 goals over that period. So he's a striker of quality, so we know he's going to score if he gets those chances. And then there's Snodgrass, so we don't know how he's going to fit into the West Ham setup, but we do know that he's got 7 goals and 3 assists while he was at Hull. So we know that he's definitely one to monitor there. So Snodgrass could be an option at West Ham.
And in terms of game week 23, as a specific, if you were to say, Joe, a couple of players that you would recommend having in your side, who would they be?
Well, I think it's about Spurs, really. I think it's about Ali or Eriksen. It's Sunderland, a little bit like Hull, appear to be a bit in fire sale mode. Patrick Van Aanholt has left to go to Palace already. He's pretty much their second best player, apart from Jermaine Defoe. So it's not good, happy times for Sunderland. They've conceded 11 times over the last 4. Spurs are the most attacking side at the moment. So I think Dele Alli or Christian Eriksen, or even both, actually, I think would be very good. Other than that, I think Alexis Sanchez. I think he's this season's Cristiano Ronaldo or Luis Suarez. He's the player that's got goals, assists, like Wayne Rooney used to be, goals, assists and bonus. He's got it all, and he's at home to Watford. So I think he's good, really. But yeah, those Spurs midfielders, I think, are the ones to really focus on.
Well, if you want some more tips for your fantasy football team, why not check out these guys at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Well worthy of a follow on Twitter as well, at FFScout. But for this week, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.